Sechtatainis, Daftalad and Midbeis. Toistir Maschil, Vam Rabbi Lazar, Halacha Kirab Gamliel, the Omar, the Ain Shailin, Ad Shiva Vachule. To recall the discussion in the Gemara had quoted the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda who maintains that on Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkot, we start saying Masha Baruch Mor Geshem, the Haskara of Geshamim, at Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. And Rabbi Yochanan paskins like that view of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara raises a seeming contradiction that Rabbi Elazar tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. That's in a later Mishnah where there's a debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel as to whether you start She'elas Geshamim, asking for rain, with saying Talamat Levracha from the third day of Mar Cheshvan, which is the view of the Chachamim, or the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, which is the view of Rabbi Gamliel. And on that Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar comments that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So isn't that a contradiction between Rabbi Yochanan's Psak, that we start mentioning the rain on Shemini Atzeres at Musaf, and Rabbi Elazar's Psak, that we follow Rabbi Gamliel, that we ask for rain on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, which is obviously not Shemini Atzeres. So the Gemara to that gives two answers. The first answer is, you can't ask a kasha from Rabbi Elazar on Rabbi Yochanan, Gavra, Gavra Karamis. Are you asking a kasha on two different Amaroyim? They each have a right to their own view. The Achronim in the back point out that the Havamin of the kasha, that is that Rabbi Elazar was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. The assumption was, at least at first, is that their views would align with each other. And the Maskana, according to the first Teretz, is that they don't align with each other. The Gemara gives a second answer, that we distinguish between She'ela and Haskana. That She'ela indeed will start at Zayin b'Mar Cheshvan, asking for rain with Saint Talmud Levracha, but Haskara will start from Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara then proceeds to challenge the second answer, since Rabbi Yochanan himself commented, which is the Dibur Maschil of the next Tosis, V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Mokim She'shol an Hagashamim Mazkir, that at the time that you ask for rain, that is when you mention rain. So doesn't that seem to equate She'ela with Haskara? And then the Gemara proceeds to suggest that the equation is only with respect to when you stop. But on Pesach time, when you stop asking for rain, so you also stop mentioning rain. Then the Gemara quotes a statement to Rabbi Yochanan that seems to say that they do go in tandem, that Haskara and She'ela go exactly in tandem. And then the Gemara finally concludes that Halon v'Halahu, that there's a difference between what you do in Lon to the people of Bavel and what the people in Eretz Yisrael do. So Tosis now proceed to elucidate all of these different stages of the Gemara. The initial kasha, the first answer of Gavra Gavra Karamis, the second answer of a distinction between She'ela and Haskara, the kasha on that answer that Rabbi Yochanan seems to equate the two, the teretz on that kasha that we distinguish between when you stop asking for the rain and when you start asking for the rain, the subsequent kasha on that, that Rabbi Yochanan seems to equate it to on both ends of the perspective, and the final answer, that there's a difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So we start from the first Tosis. These Tosis, and presumably are meant to be read as one continuum in explaining the Gemara. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, d'amar de'ein sho'elan ad shiva v'chule. So Tosis explains the premise of that difficulty, pirish v'at amrit halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you mentioned rain in the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, where here we have his Talmud of Lazar paskening that you only ask for rain later? Tosis elaborates, which Rabbi Yehuda? The Kamar b'Masnisin, that which was stated in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'over l'fnei ha'teva, b'yamtif ha'acharon shel chag, ha'acharon mazkir, v'arishan ein ha'mazkir. The Bal Musaf is the first one to mention Geshem, and not the Bal Shachris, the Bal Musaf being the Acharon, and the Bal Shachris being the Rishon. Presumably the reason that Tosis had to point that out, even though it seems pretty obvious that that is the Rabbi Yehuda we're dealing with, but earlier, in the earlier discussion, the Gemara was dealing with Rabbi Yehuda concerning Rabbi Yehuda's Psak of the first day of Pesach, and it had a shakla v'tari give and take on that between Rav Chista and Ula. So now Tosis clarifies that here, when it turns to the statements of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, I mean, now we're dealing with the other part of Yehuda's statement of the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. So now Tosis points out that the hidden assumption of this kasha, raising a difficulty between Rabbi Yochanan's psak, that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're mazker geshamim from Shmini Atzeres, and Rabbi Elazar, his student's psak, that you are shoal geshamim from the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel's view, so So Tosfos in the fourth line now says, "Amidamin and Leel she'ela le'azkara." In the previous sugya, in the discussion between Rav Chista and Ula, where they had been discussing when you stop asking for rain and when you stop being maskir rain, so there they made a comparison between she'ela le'azkara, between asking for rain and mentioning rain, that they go in tandem. De parech, the Gemara had asked earlier, Ur minhu, we had a kasha, that how could the Mishnah quote Rav Yehuda that you stop mentioning rain on Pesach, but the Mishnah says, Ad Masai Shaul and Esach Hashamim, Ad Shiyavra v'chulei. We have the same Rabbi Yehuda saying that how long do you ask for rain? And the specific quote is Ad Shiyavra Pesach, that you keep asking for rain through Pesach until Pesach is over. So how could you on the one hand say that you're stopping Mazkir rain on the first day of Pesach, and on the other hand say that you ask for rain through Pesach? V'chulei! And the Gemara then continues. What is the continuation of the Gemara that Tosfos is alluding to? So Rav Chista had answered that we distinguish between Askar and She'ela. And Ula had sharply challenged Rav Chista that that cannot be. And the conclusion is like Ula, that there is no distinction between Askara and She'ela. So Tosfos explains that it's based on the backdrop of that Gemara, that concerning when we stop being Maskir and stop being Shoel, we follow the view of Ula that they are equal. So it was based on that, and now the Gemara proceeds to raise a challenge on Rabbi Yochanan's psak that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah concerning when we begin being maskir to a psak of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud, that we only ask for it later. And that kasha is premised on an equation between she'ela and askara. And that equation emerged from the previous sugya, the maskana of Ula. So the Gemara then proceeds to answer, which Tosfos now quote, Mishani gavra gavra v'chulei, meaning gavra gavra karamis, rhetorically, that you can't ask a kasha from Rabbi Yochanan's psak on Rabbi Lazar's psak. So according to that answer, it should follow that indeed, she'ela and askara are equivalent in terms of when we begin them and when we end them. And according to Rabbi Yochanan's psak, that we start askara from the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. So we're going to start she'ela right away on Matzoi Yom Tif. Obviously not on Shmini Atzeres itself, because in Yom Tif we don't have the weekday Shmon Esrei and there's no she'ela. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar, who's paskening that like Rabbi Gamliel, that you start being Shoel on Zayin Ramer Cheshvin, so presumably that would be the date that you start being Maskir. That would be the first answer. So, filling in the continuation of the sugya here, Gemara provides a second answer, that there's a distinction between She'ela and Askara, that these are compatible, these statements of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, that we're Maskir from Shmini Atzeres, and we are Shoel from Zayin Ramer Cheshvin. So now the Gemara challenged that, and that leads to the next Tosfos. Ve'am Rabbi Yochanan u'makom she'shoel en ha'geshamim maskir, seemingly implying that she'ela and askara go hand in hand. And on that, the Gemara answers, which Tosfos now proceeds to quote, u'mishani, the Gemara answers, ha'hu la'afsoka, that the Yochanan statement that she'ela and askara go hand in hand, that is referring to when you stop. Tosfos explains what that means. Pirish, meaning the v'mokam shemafsik milishol, when you stop asking, mafsik milahazkir, namely the beginning of Pesach. When you stop asking for rain, you also will stop mentioning rain. Aval, but by contrast, maschil kodem lahazkir, but at the beginning of the journey of mentioning rain in our tefillah, so you mention askara sometime before you are shoel. And that, of course, is consistent with both the Pesachim of Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmud Rabbi Elazar. Going with the initial assumption that the Gemara seems to have had, that Rabbi Elazar did align himself with the view of the Rebbe, that askara starts on Shmini Atzeres, like Rabbi Yehuda says, from the Musaf, and she'ela only starts from the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. So now Tosfos provides for us the logic behind that distinction, why you should have askara before she'ela, but when it comes to stopping, you stop them both at the same time. V'tai mahavi, and the reason is that askara have a ritzui she'ela, because mentioning the rain is a ritzui she'ela, is where we are giving shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we ask. This concept that Tosfos is raising was mentioned by Abaya earlier, where Abaya pointed out where one of the Amoroyim Rabbah suggested that maybe you're mazkir and you're she'el, and at the end you stop being Shoel, but you continue to be Maskir for a while. So Abaya said that that wouldn't make logical sense, because it only makes sense to have Askara before She'ela, to give Shevach before you ask. But it doesn't make sense to continue Askara after She'ela already stopped. So this is what Tosfos is now saying, is the basis behind that second answer, that indeed we could distinguish between Askara and She'ela, not with respect to when we stop, because then you'd have to stop both together. It wouldn't make sense to continue Askara after She'ela, but it would make sense to have Askara before She'ela because of this concept of Ritzui. And this is something that Tosas also mentioned on Beis Amud Aleph when he was trying to explain Rabbi Eliezer's opinion of why you could even have Ritzui in a time that it's not even appropriate to ask for rain, namely from the first day of Sukkot. Tosas now wrap up on Mishim Hachi. Because of that, Leka Chashasha and Mazkir Kodem. There is no concern whatsoever if we mention Masha Vuruach Amor Legeshem before we ask, because it is appropriate to have Ritzui before She'ela, but as we mentioned earlier, but it is certainly inappropriate to continue the Ritzui after the She'ela has already stopped. So, now filling in a little bit of the Gemara and setting up the next Taisvis. So, the Gemara, again, had challenged this reading of Rabbi Yochanan, that concerning the beginning, we can indeed distinguish between when we start Askara and when we start She'ela, because Rabbi Yochanan himself is quoted as saying in a different statement that Hischil Hazkir Maschil Lishol, Pasik Milishol, Pasik Milhazkir. So we have black and white. The Rabbi Yochanan equates not only the end of when we stop asking, then we also stop being maskir. But at the beginning, then when we start being maskir, we start asking. So Hadvakush Laduchta, Rakasha returns that the psak of asking and Shiva b'marcheshvin is incompatible with Rabbi Yochanan's psak that Allah Sakabihura that we start being maskir on Shmini Atzeres, because they should go hand in hand. So on this, the Gemara answered, Halan v'halahu. The Lon, of course, referring to Bavel, the Bavli, refers to Lon and Halahu. So, we're going to present the Tosis in a way that's distinct from Rashi. We're going to spend a moment presenting Rashi's understanding, and then Tosis's different understanding. It's quite possible that the Bach, who has somewhat of a different gears in this Tosis, might not agree with his reading, but first we're going to read it as it appears before us. Rashi understands that Halon Halahu is still hanging on to the premise that Askara and She'ela always go together. But the psak that we start from Zayin b'Marcheshvin is referring to Bavel. And there will be Mazkir and Shoel starting from Zayin b'Marcheshvin. And the psak that we start being Mazkir on Shmini Atzeres will also go with the assumption that we're Mazkir on Shmini Atzeres and we're going to start She'ela right away, which will be Matzoh Yom Tov, because obviously it can't be Shoel on Shmini Atzeres itself because it's Yom Tov. And that refers to Eretz Yisrael, that there they start earlier. But again, Rashi assumes that Askara and She'ela go together, even according to the Maskana. Tosis seems to disagree with that, and let's see that inside. Halon, Pirish, Livnei Bavel. This refers to the Bnei Bavel, and why the Bnei Bavel different, that you have a delay. Ad la'achar shiver v'machesvin, until after the seventh day of v'machesvin. So both the Bach and the Gro both amend the Tosis to align itself with the Girsad we have in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel says, on the seventh day of v'machesvin, we already start asking. So not la'achar shiver v'machesvin, but on shiver v'machesvin. So ad shiver v'machesvin instead of la'achar shiver v'machesvin, we are taking out the word la'achar. Okay, technical change. So why is Bavel different? So Tosas quote the Gemara, De Islu Peri Bidavra, because they are fruits, and the literal meaning of Davra means in the desert. So Rashi had commented that Kelomar Bisados, it doesn't literally mean the desert, it means the fields. But Tosas, we shall see, is translating this word Bidavra quite literally, that they are drying their fruits in the desert, meaning far away from their homes. So, according to Tosis, so since they are drying fruits far away from their homes, and that drying season is extending past Sukkot, so if they're going to start asking right away after Sukkot that it should rain, that would be incompatible with their needs, because the rain will ruin the fruits that are drying in the desert, far away from their homes, and they won't be able to get to there on time if it rains. And therefore, in Bavel, they would have to start asking for rain later. A contrast of Oretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, Lekach Shasha, there is no concern. Because there, they don't have to go to the desert to have their fruits get dry. Presumably, Tosas seem to be assuming that there's a hotter climate in Eretz Yisrael, even near the fields, or in the fields. And in Iraq, in Bavel, so you'd need to go to the Midbar in order to have that hot climate to dry the fruits. So therefore, what Tosas seem to be driving at is that in Eretz Yisrael, even though they are drying their fruits as well after Sukkot, but if it starts raining, they could always quickly rush because it's nearby to where they live, to their fields, to be able to take the fruit in so it shouldn't get ruined by the rain. But in Bavel, it'll be a much bigger deal to get to the Midbar, and they won't get there in time. By that time, the fruits will get ruined. This seems to be the pshat in the Tosis. Why in Eretz Yisrael it's okay to start asking for rain right away from Matzoy Yom Tov of Sukkis, because that will not harm their fruits, because if it does rain and their tefillos are answered right away, they'll be able to save them. Mashenkin and Bovel will have to wait till the fruits are dried, and that would be at Zayin Ramah Cheshvan, where they already will have taken them in. This Pshat of Tosis is different from what Rashi indicates here. Again, we pointed out that Rashi doesn't make a big deal of the word Davra. He assumed it also means fields. A careful reading of the Rashi shows that he understood that the gathering season in Eretz Yisrael was different from that of Bavel, that the gathering season of Eretz Yisrael was somewhat earlier, and that by the time Sukkot was over, Chag HaOsif, so there would be no dried fruits in the field, and therefore there would be no concern about the rain raining on them. But in Bavel, the drying season extended later, and therefore there would be a concern, regardless of where they were, because even if they would be in the fields, but you perhaps would not get to them on time. So now Tosis proceeds to explain, V'halahu, this refers to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Tosis already had discussed Eretz Yisrael in terms of why in Eretz Yisrael it's not a problem to start asking for rain already from Matzoy Yom Tov. But Tosis now elaborates a bit more about a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, which we alluded to earlier when we first started presenting this Tosis. V'halahu, ki ha-maschil lahazkir yaschil lishol. Since the one who already mentions rain as words of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiv Baruch Hamor Geshem, yaschil lishol, he's already going to begin to ask. So Tosis, by saying this phrase on V'halahu, seems to imply, at least at first glance, that it's only in Eretz Yisrael that we will fulfill the dictum of Rabbi Yochanan, that ha-maschil lahazkir maschil l'shol. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, since you already began to be maskir on Shmini Atzeres, you will immediately begin to ask when the tefillah allows for it, which would be on Matzoy Yom Tov. By implication, it sounds like that in Bavel, we will not apply that dictum of Rabbi Yochanan of Mazchil Lahazkir Yaschil Lishol. And in Bavel, we will start being Mazkir on Shmini Atzeres, as Rabbi Yehuda holds in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like that view of Rabbi Yehuda. But we're not going to ask for rain until the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, because if we do, it might rain and the fruits might get ruined without having an ability to get to them, the fruits being in the desert. So it sounds like from this reading of Tosis, which seems to be the straightforward reading because he only wrote Hamaschil Lahazkir Yaschilishal on the Dibur Maschil V'alahu, that according to the Maskana, that in Eretz Yisrael, you would have Haskara and Shmini Atzeres and She'ela and Matzoy Yom Tov, and in Bavel, you would have Haskara on Shmini Atzeres and She'ela on Zayin B'mar Cheshvan. And this is in direct contrast with Rashi, who seems to say that regardless of whether it's in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, the Haskara and the She'ela go together. And in Eretz Yisrael, you'd have Haskara and Shmini Atzeres and She'ela on Matzoy Yom Tov. And in Bavel, you would have Haskara and She'ela on the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan. But you wouldn't have a gap of Haskara and Shmini Atzeres and She'ela on Zayin B'mar Cheshvan. The Bach, even though I have not fully comprehended the exact order of the Bach, but the Bach reorders things here, and based on his reorder, one could take a look at it on your own. It sounds like that this comment of Ki Hamaschil Lahazkir Yaschil Lishol, it's meant to appear earlier on in the previous Tosis, and this shouldn't really be a separate Divya Maschil V'Halahu, and according to that reading, both in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael, Hamaschil Lahazkir Yaschil Lishol, it's just a matter of when that Haskalah is. And in Eretz Yisrael, it would be Shmini Atzeres / Matzoy Yom Tov, and in Bavel, it would be Zayin B'mar Cheshvan. Interestingly, Lahalacha, we paskin not in accordance with this Gemara, neither according to Rashi Pshat, nor according to Tosis Pshat. The Rambam and the Rif paskin like the simple reading of the Stam Mishnah, that in Eretz Yisrael, we ask for rain on Zayin B'mar Cheshvan, and we are mazkir rain on Shmini Atzeres. And of course, in Bavel, and by extension, all of Eretz Yisrael, we are mazkir rain on Shmini Atzeres, and we are shoel for rain 60 days after the Tkufa. The exact workings out of why we paskin against this sugya and other relevant sugyos is discussed at length by the Ran on the Rif and other Rishonim as well, but as is famous, that's the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch, not in accordance with the simple reading of our sugya, neither according to Rashi nor according to Tosis.